This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, about 5 months ago, the EU introduced legislation to ban memes. Seriously, because their AI can't scan it, it doesn't get humor, so they can't censor it. And so they go, oh, it's copyright, it's got to be reviewed by the EU, or there's multi-million euro fines. And then now they passed it. So first the media said, oh, it'll never happen. Now, of course, it's happened. EU killing legislation that is designed to destroy the Internet. Here is part of the report from John Baum.
EU Parliament recently put the Internet, at least in Europe, on a path towards certain corporate Orwellian doom.
This discussion is bedeviled by all sorts of artificial media tweet storms and hysteria of one kind or another. There's a very good argument against the lack of democracy in the EU.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? The main reason the United Kingdom voted the way that it did is you have, by stealth, by deception, without ever telling the truth to the British or the rest of the peoples of Europe, you have imposed upon them a political union.
Article 11, also known as the link tax, forces anyone linking an article of more than one word to a news story to pay for a service that licenses the article. That news site can, according to The Verge, charge anything they want for the right to quote them, or refuse to sell altogether, effectively giving them the right to choose who can criticize them. While Article 13, also known as the upload filter, requires all but the smallest platforms will have to defensively adopt copyright filters that examine everything you post and censor anything judged to be a copyright infringement, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And if that wasn't enough to bring the free flow of information to a grinding halt, typical social media posts like a selfie taken at a football game have been targeted by Article 12A. No posting your own photos or videos of sports matches. Only the organizers of sports matches will have the right to publicly post any kind of record of the match. No posting your selfies or short videos of exciting plays. You are the audience. Your job is to sit where you're told, passively watch the game, and go home. According to the EFF. Also, a freedom of panorama exemption wasn't accepted. For example, if you take a selfie on a busy street and licensed material happens to be in your shot, whether it's a t-shirt, a licensed architectural design, aka a building, or a billboard, you will be infringing on a copyright. Also not covered. Anything we regard in America as fair use. No user-generated content exemption, which would have made EU states carve out an exception to copyright for using excerpts from works for criticism, review, illustration, caricature, parody, or pastiche.
EU army to increase ranks sevenfold. I remember 10 years ago saying there's a secret plan for an EU army because it had actually come out in documents. They'd actually gotten documents from someone inside Bilderberg. They were discussing an EU army to stop countries from having their own borders, and they were going to flood Europe with North Africans and Islamists out of the Middle East. It's all true. It all happened. Of course, it was real documents we got. Then a guy who works at the National Archives brought me secret Bilderberg documents the next year confirming it all. We published them all. I did get death threats. Now, but Juncker, when you look at the unelected head of the EU, that England didn't vote to enter, but they're in, the UK, he is the grandson. His father was a top Nazi. His grandfather was the richest guy in Germany. All right, folks, Royals. We'll be back. The full John Bound report is on InfoWars.com, EU internet killing legislation. It's really important. We'll be back with Eric Bolling confronted with 9/11 truth. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gentlemen, we had, formerly with Fox News, Eric Bolling, economist, good friends with Trump, now with CRTV. We had Eric Bolling in studio. He was going to come on about the economy and about how Trump's ideology is making America great, standing up to big corporate bullies, instead of the media saying he has no soul. But Bolling wanted to virtue signal to the mainstream media and say, aren't you all right? They're racist. And I'm like, that's a Hillary Clinton talking point. And, oh, you think the government did 9/11? And I'm like, yeah, the 28 pages, criminal elements of our government, allied with Saudi Arabia, stood down. I've had Senator Paul on. I've had Congressman Jones on. I've had former deputy directors and former heads of PSYOP of the CIA on. This is a well-known animal. Doesn't mean radical Islam doesn't exist. And he just was like, no, I can't believe it. You know, there were real people down there. Yeah, we know real people died. Real planes flew in. All I'm saying is if you go look at the evidence of Building 7 or of BBC and CNN reporting they were going to blow up Building 7, 47-story building, that happened. Later they said it never happened. So the point is it needs to be investigated. And it turns out within days of the event on three different shows, then real estate mogul, now President Trump, said he thought there were bombs in the buildings, and his engineer, who helped build the World Trade Center, thought that. So Bolling was here, and I would mention this. He goes, oh, you don't have the clip. You know, I don't want to just hear it. Well, guess what? Now we have the clips, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the report. I get blamed for every conspiracy theory that some crazy person made up.
I do not agree with you that the U.S. government, someone inside the government, had knowledge of the terror attack prior to the attack.
Oh, really? All over Twitter yesterday, mainline leftist sites celebrated and said America deserved it. Reality Winner had a top secret security clearance and was helping ISIS. There are so many. The average professor at UT down the street loves 9/11 and says America deserved it. There were elements in our government allied with radical Islam that helped them carry out the attack. It's like the terrorists are covering up New Mexico.
You can argue whether or not America deserved it or not. I don't think
America deserved it.
You don't.
I'm saying the left is cheerleading it.
Wasn't your theory, Alice. Your theory was not only did America not deserve it, but the United States government knew about the attack prior to the attack and decided to stand down. A very different theory.
I don't want to spend all our time on 9/11. It's not that I'm running away from it. It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one. I know that there are criminals in our government like Brennan, who reportedly converted to Wahhabism. Obama helped launch the Arab Spring to overthrow our allies in Egypt, you name it. And I think that elements let this happen, like PNAC wrote, to let there be an attack to end up taking our liberties away. And I've got FBI was warned about flight schools. That's CBS News. FBI knew Al-Qaeda pilots were training in the U.S. ordered to stand down. ABC News. State Department lapses aided 9/11 hijackers. Then they had the airlift of evil flying tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda fighters out. Our military was ordered to do it. I don't blame our military. They say, oh, you hate our military. No, I love our military.
The Bin Laden family was whisked out of the United States by President Bush himself right after the 9/11 attack. And they went back to Saudi Arabia, correct?
That's right.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes and they were sent back for the most part to Saudi Arabia.
All I'm saying is there is a radical Islamic alliance with the left, and there are people in the government working to protect Islam. They got this imam that's connected to dozens of bombings. After 6 months, he's being released from British prison next week.
Well, you said some things that I agree with. I believe radical Islam is the greatest threat to the United States, our freedom, maybe even the globe. I'll agree with that.
Maybe the left's bigger, though.
Well, I think the left is a different type of threat, and it's a longer-term threat where, you know, radical Islam could, you know, kill a lot of people real fast. And the left, it's going to take a while for them to take over and take away our liberties and freedoms.
But I think we can deal with a straight-on attack like radical Islam. It's the left creeping around.
I don't like them either. I'm on board with that.
Well, this is video on screen of them saying Building 7 has already fallen. Have you seen that video? And it's right behind her.
Why can't you hear her?
You want me to play it for you?
What? I'd like to hear her say it's already fallen. And by the way, you know, Alex, anyone could throw a video, the picture behind it, the news person. That could be
Well, she's saying
three.
Building 7 has fallen. They put the story out beforehand.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Donald Trump is on the line. Mm-hmm. We know him as the man behind lots of real estate in Manhattan. And, of course, Donald, I understand you were actually a witness to what happened this morning.
Well, I have a window that looks directly at the World Trade Center, and I saw this huge explosion. I was with a group of people, and I really couldn't even believe it. And even, I think, worse than that, for years I've looked right directly at the building. I'd see the Empire State Building in the foreground and the World Trade Center in the background, and now I'm looking at absolutely nothing. It's just gone. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. This was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think it just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid.
So I said the exact same things back at the time. It was on local news there were bombs in the buildings. And then the media would say, Jones says the fire department blew it up. Or Jones says the military did. Never said that. I said, I saw the news. I heard the news. They said they blew it up. And then you had John O'Neill, the deputy head of the FBI, quit a month before 9/11. And he came out and said, we're going to let Al-Qaeda attack us. Al-Qaeda has infiltrated our government. And it's wrong what happened, and we need to expose it. And then he died. His first day at work was 9/11 as the head of security of the World Trade Center. And I've got the footage of the local police saying, get back. They're going to blow it up. Doesn't mean the police are involved. I talked to cops that were there during the 10-second countdown. But I don't just have that. I found the cops who were on PBS getting the countdown for Building 7. And they blew up other buildings, too. And all the chaos, they're told, oh, we're going to protect these buildings. It takes days, if not weeks, to wire these buildings. Do I know what happened? No, I don't. Just like President Trump doesn't. I covered it. I was on air. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, Eric Bolling said, hey, show me the clips. Eric, we just showed you the clips. So this is a live show, but later we'll cut this out. We'll archive it to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, our own video feeds, because we're censored on YouTube. And we will send this out to Eric Bolling. But you aren't banned from YouTube. You can upload the segment to YouTube, and I hope you do. Don't forget InfoWars.com/show. Where you can bypass the censors and go directly there and subscribe for free to the podcast of the live shows and find the live audio feeds.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Roger Stone riding shotgun with his former head of the Trump campaign, Mueller Schart circling him, Manafort agreeing to plea bargain, but not on Russiagate, on tax evasion 15 years ago. But everybody is ready to blow their brains out of there about Russiagate. The reason Roger's here is to get into Matt Drudge, who's got a smart political brain on his shoulders, warns of midterm bloodbath, Trump to lose 60 seats in the House like Obama did unless. But he cryptically didn't say what unless meant. And then, California professor, writer of controversial Brett Kavanaugh letter, speaks out about her allegation of sexual assault. Never told anybody till 2012, and she just said a group of frat boys were drunk and jumped on top of me for a few seconds in a bed. I think a group of frat boys beat me up a couple times, but I'm not a secret source. Brett Kavanaugh in 1986 came to Dallas, Texas. And I was in high school, and he raped me. No, I'm serious. He came in the room. It was him. And he punched me right in the nose, and he raped me. And that's it. He can't be confirmed. In fact, he then opened up a black suitcase, and 14 Keebler elves came out. And you're thinking, hey, they're not scared. They're little. But listen, they were dangerous. They tied me down like Lilliputians in Gulliver's Travels, and they made me take DMT and PCP. And then, once I was doing that, Barack Obama flew in like a little winged pig and landed at the foot of my bed. No, I'm being sarcastic here, ladies and gentlemen. I could say, secret source says that Hillary Clinton tells the truth, and you know it was a lie. I mean, this is so obvious. At least Anita Hill worked for Clarence Thomas. But then they all the witnesses of her throwing herself at him. And then it never happened. So we're going to get into that with Roger before we end this segment as well. But Roger, the big enchilada first, Joe Biden, maybe we should cue up the first 20 seconds of that clip, says that Trump supporters are the dregs of society. So if deplorables hurt Hillary, this has got to hurt Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden is the world's class example of elitism. He lives in Greenville, Delaware, the wealthiest part of town, and he tries to pass himself off as just good old regular Joe. This is a guy whose son, Hunter, got extraordinarily lucrative business deals out of both Ukraine and China in the immediate aftermath of his visiting both countries with his vice presidential father. You want to talk about collusion? I mean, Joe Biden is about as tone deaf as you can get. And this constant disparagement of Donald Trump supporters because they're working class people, because they didn't go to Harvard or Yale is really part and parcel of the elitism of the Democratic Party and people like Biden. More importantly, though, why he can't keep his hands off of children I just don't understand.
Oh, there's hours of video, but that doesn't matter because Brett Kavanaugh raped me. Seriously, I'm going to put the headline out. Did you know he raped me?
That, look, this whole thing, this is a woman looking for her Anita Hill moment. You know, this is her 15 minutes. Joe Biden is really one creepy guy. It's interesting because when I was in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware last week, Joe trawls up and down Rehoboth Avenue looking for adoration. He wants people to adore him. He has in the back of his mind that he's a Kennedy. Whereas, in truth, every single foreign policy issue he dealt with as chairman of the Senate Foreign Policy Committee, he was wrong.
No, he did a terrible job. But just getting back to this liberal professor had said that once at a party in high school, some drunk guys jumped on her for 5 seconds, and then that was it. And then now she says it's Kavanaugh. Well, I want to be clear. Kavanaugh raped me.
It's about as credible. I mean, first of all, what evidence does this woman produce? Is there another witness to this alleged assault? This is a last-ditch desperation attempt to derail what is almost certainly going to be another conservative Supreme Court justice racked up by Donald Trump.
I was about to say, I mean, this is the most classic thing ever, where you just get any leftist out of millions of people just to make something up. And then to get your husband to say, oh, yeah, she told me about it 6 years ago, and then it's a done deal. This is crazy.
Well, and the performance of Cory Booker really takes the cake. I'll be honest with you. I was working on a book on Cory Booker called The Moth. That's a name given to him by Governor Chris Christie because, like a moth, he flies to every controversy with a press release, but he never actually does anything. Cory Booker is an incredibly corrupt public servant, and I have a book coming out shortly on Cory Booker that will expose all of that. I was ready to leave him alone because he's a non-entity and he's not going to be president, but now I think I have no choice.
Well, let's get to that last point, though. What do you make of Drudge saying we could lose 60 seats? Well, just because the polls showed Obama at the same point 2 years in as Trump, those are fake polls. Plus, there's this, the Trump secret that a lot of folks don't want to admit they support Trump. Now, they have the illegal and the dead people voting. That's their secret. So that's why we still have a chance of losing, but only because of election fraud.
Well, I've got to tell you, Alex, I'm more with Matt Drudge on this, including, importantly, the word unless. The president has not framed this election. He's too busy dickering with the New York Times over their phony anonymous op-ed. He's too busy fighting over...
No, I agree. He needs to stop giving their distractions attention. So what is the unless? What does President Trump need to do right now? He needs to say they're trying to overturn the election. They're trying to kill the recovery. They're the ones in league with the Russians and others. They're allied with radical Islam. They're the frauds. He needs to get on the super offense and stir Republicans up and do the same. Right?
Declassify all of the information pertaining to the FISA warrant. The way to counter the phony Russian collusion fraud is to show who was cheating in 2016. It wasn't Donald Trump and the Republicans. It was Hillary Clinton and the Obama Justice Department and FBI. Mr. President, we implore you, declassify the information pertaining to the FISA warrants. When your advisors say, we can't do that, sir, it's a matter of national security, that's a lie. A damnable lie.
Well, the matter of national security is not letting this rogue group of angry Democrats overturn the election of the American people and kill our recovery. He's got to release it now. They're not going to stop.
Right. Two messages for the election. One, talk about the economic recovery and how great it is, because the mainstream media will not talk about that, even though I think people are feeling it. And two, get the Democrats on defense by declassifying all of the information pertaining to the spying on Donald Trump's campaign.
He says he won't fire Sessions until after the election. I think that's a mistake.
Well, I agree, but we're probably past that now. So, tout the economy and declassify the spying information, and you will change the whole scope of this election.
And the other unless is this, Roger. All of us got to get people to vote. We got to be politically active. We can't be asleep thinking this thing is won because they got a bunch of dead people and a bunch of illegal aliens set to vote and major election fraud with half the machines owned by George Soros. NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Roger takes over. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show and our very special Sunday night broadcast. With so much news breaking in Washington, these late evening reports from InfoWars are really indispensable. But people need to understand that InfoWars is threatened as never before. There's a veritable war of censorship being waged against Alex Jones and the entire team here at InfoWars. You see, this is the precursor to an effort to take Donald Trump down. We saw the seeds of it in the phony but serious New York Times editorial where they talked about a 25th Amendment play to remove the president. If you've been following InfoWars, you know that we've been reporting about this literally for 8 months. The 25th Amendment is a constitutional amendment that requires that if the vice president and a majority of the president's chosen cabinet seek to remove him, well, he has two choices. He can then go quietly, or he can appeal that decision to the U.S. House of Representatives, currently under control of Paul Ryan. The point, of course, is that we at InfoWars are bringing you this story, and no one else is. That's why we need your loyal support at the InfoWars.com store right now. One of my very favorite products is on sale, and that's X2. This is the best natural iodine formula that you can buy. Now, there's a big difference between Survival Shield, X2, and the other iodine products that you could buy at, say, Whole Foods or even CVS or Fresh Market, and that is this. Alex Jones goes to enormous lengths and expense to get the very best natural nascent iodine on the face of the planet, and we have a more gentle price. What was normally $39.95 is $29.95. I was in Whole Foods yesterday. You'll pay $42 for their inferior iodine product. And volume-wise, you actually get more by buying at InfoWars. Nascent iodine is absolutely necessary to torque up your defenses, your immune system has been used all the way back to the Egyptians for this purpose. So by going to the InfoWars.com site now and taking advantage of this particular product, and when teamed with other great products, stacking as we call it, it's a 360 win. You're getting in the BioTrue Selenium Survival Shield Survival Pack not only the best nascent iodine and selenium together, which help for healthy thyroid and overall beneficial to your well-being and health, but you're helping us fund the fight against the globalist censors who would shut us down. People don't understand the enormous expense of these harassment lawsuits that have been filed against Alex Jones and InfoWars. Oh, Alex Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook. No, he didn't. That's not what he said. And anybody who could look at the actual broadcast would know that. But lo and behold, the tech left, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes, they've removed them so they can't even be examined, which means Alex Jones is not afforded the opportunity to defend himself with truth. That's why we need you to go now to the InfoWars.com site and give us your support. We're not crying wolf. We're not just churning to sell product. We are up against it as never before. While you're there, two products I highly recommend. One, Brain Force Plus, one of my personal favorites, on special now for $29.95. That's a $10 reduction. Almost 6,000 satisfied testimonials. I popped a couple of these an hour ago. That's why I can do this show while working all day, trying to finalize what will be an exciting product available on the InfoWars.com store shortly. Let me talk about that. Donald Trump has had an incoming assault from Bob Woodward. Now, if you believe the mainstream media, Bob Woodward is the second coming of Christ. This man never makes a mistake. He's a crusading journalist. He is the voice of reason and truth, along with his Sancho Panza, Carl Bernstein. This is the dynamic duo of duplicity. And my book, along with Tyler Nixon, Woodward and Bernstein, the godfathers of fake news, breaks down their long history of lies and fraud. That's right, this book will be available on the InfoWars.com store and elsewhere in the next 24 hours. We've kept it under wraps, but this I can tell you. Woodward lies about Watergate. Woodward lies about his personal background as a naval intelligence briefer for the Nixon White House. Who says so? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore. Who else says so? The Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird. But it gets worse. Woodward lied about Iran-Contra, claiming that he surreptitiously slipped into the hospital room of former CIA Director Bill Casey after Casey had been felled by a stroke, and that Casey confessed everything, and that Casey spoke of his disdain for Ronald Reagan. I knew Bill Casey. I knew Ronald Reagan. Bill Casey loved Ronald Reagan and revered him as one of our greatest outsider presidents. But here's the real rub. Not only does hospital security and military security tell us that Woodward never gained access to Casey's room, but Casey, because of his stroke, had lost the capacity for speech, and therefore it was impossible for Casey to tell Woodward this alleged exclusive interview in which he confessed all of Iran-Contra. And then there's the John Belushi controversy. Woodward wrote a book about the beloved comedian John Belushi. My favorite part of our upcoming book is when Al Franken, yes, that Al Franken, sees that Bob Woodward is in Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels' office digging on dirt on John Belushi. Franken strolls in and says to both of them, "Yeah, the only time I ever saw Belushi snorting coke, he's with Carl Bernstein." That's the kind of truth you're going to get from our new book, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News. And there's so much more. Numerous members of the Washington Post staff saying there was no deep throat. It's a confection, a fraud, a made-up source. So the establishment icons, Woodward and Bernstein, are about to be shall I say, exposed. And you'll get it first here at InfoWars. In the meantime, to make sure that we can continue expanding, continue fighting, continue our fight for truth and to expose not only the truth about 9/11, but the truth about the assault on Donald Trump, for which they are trying so desperately to censor us, go to the InfoWars.com store now. Pick up one of my favorite products, Stone's Rules, my new book, which is the guideline, the field manual for victory against the left. Yes, every rule you need to know is in there for success, whether you choose business, politics, tech, fashion, agriculture, it doesn't matter. These are the rules for success. And there's a very, very good price for the book if you buy it at the InfoWars.com store now. So help us. Help yourself, help Alex Jones in the fight against censorship, because they just keep coming. And while you're at it, folks, go to the InfoWars.com site now and sign up for our podcasts, because the chain of command must be unbroken. Millions of people are signing up to get the truth every day, and we want you not to lose our signal or our message of truth.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. In the last segment, we talked about Bob Woodward and his partner, Carl Bernstein, but our focus was on the lies of Woodward, lying about Watergate, lying about Deep Throat, who doesn't really exist other than as a composite of sources, lying about Iran-Contra, lying about President Ronald Reagan, lying about former CIA Director Bill Casey, the last real patriot to hold that job, lying about the comedian John Belushi, and now lying about President Donald Trump. But what of his partner, Carl Bernstein? Well, Carl Bernstein stepped in it only last week. You see, Bernstein went forward with a breathless report on CNN saying that Michael Cohen, the former attorney for Donald Trump, would testify to federal prosecutors, including presumably Robert Mueller, that President Donald Trump knew in advance about the controversial Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer. Well, we now know that that meeting was A, not illegal, and B, more likely a setup, because the lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. Was briefed both before and after the meeting by officials from Fusion GPS, and we still don't know for a certainty what kind of visa the woman, Russian lawyer, got into the country on. Now, it quickly became clear when Bernstein reported this story and said that the Lanny Davis, the attorney for the Clintons, now representing Cohn, was not his source. Davis undercut him by saying, A, he was the source, and B, he was mistaken. Fair enough. You would think that a real journalist would then go to the air and apologize and retract and correct. Well, that's the difference between CNN and Carl Bernstein and we here at InfoWars. Case in point, I reported almost 10 days ago, incorrectly as it turns out, that Robert Mueller was seeking to indict Donald Trump Jr. for lying to the FBI about the Trump Tower meeting. I now know and want to report that that report was incorrect, that in fact the FBI, contrary to what my two sources told me, have not interviewed Donald Trump Jr. However, Donald Trump Jr. is in Mr. Mueller's crosshairs, not for anything relating, as far as we know, to the Trump Tower meeting, but because the payments to Michael Cohn to reimburse Michael Cohn from Donald Trump's personal trust fund had to be signed off by a second executive who was an executor of that fund. That is likely to be Donald Trump Jr. I don't believe there's anything illegal or improper because the payment to Cohn, if it was indeed a reimbursement and a political expenditure, would mean that the president is allowed to contribute to his own campaign without limitation. Consequently, this would be, at a minimum, a crime of failure to report a contribution, usually a $1,000 fine. So, my apologies to Donald Trump Jr. I was incorrect. It doesn't mean that he's not in the special counsel's crosshairs, but he's not in the crosshairs for lying to the FBI. My sources were incorrect. I have now corrected it. That's the difference between InfoWars and CNN. When we make an honest mistake based on our research, we come forward and tell you. So we've issued a retraction and an apology while still stressing that Donald Trump Jr., a great patriot, a good man in my opinion, reminds me of the old Donald Trump who was when he was a candidate, is still very much in Mr. Mueller's crosshairs. I wanted to get that off my chest because it's important. Truth and accuracy is important. That's what you get here at InfoWars. But make no mistake about it. When Donald Trump came out last week and said that it was necessary to take an eye to take a close look at the tech giants who have, without any dispute, been limiting the voices of conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters, using Alex Jones as the test case, he hit it right on the head. Believe me, if Alex Jones had not raised hell, had not brought this issue to the public consciousness, the president would never have done that fateful Google search in which he figured out, to his surprise, that the top 10 stories about Donald Trump were uniformly negative. This is the greatest single challenge the movement faces. Donald Trump could not possibly have won the 2016 election without a robust, vibrant alternative media. And let's face it, Donald Trump plays Twitter like a fiddle. The more the left foams and says he needs to stop tweeting, the more I'm delighted and I enjoy every one of his entirely unfiltered tweets. But we need to be clear. If the left's campaign of censorship, if their efforts to strangle the First Amendment rights, first of Alex Jones, but then of everybody who questions the mainstream media narrative of lies, is successful, there will be no chances of victory in the 2018 election. There will be no chances of victory in the 2020 election. This is the single most important fight before us. You can argue about tax issues or immigration issues or trade issues, all of the other vital issues that face the country. But if we have no voice, if our voice is removed, then there is zero chance of victory. The one patriot who has had no lack of courage in talking about this issue is our friend Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's had quite a week. First of all, tangling with Mike Avenatti, the dirty tricks porno lawyer, and then taking it to Jeff Toobin, the CNN legal analyst, who every other word out of his mouth is racism, racist, racism. What a joke. So here's a shout out to Tucker Carlson, because he's been unafraid to talk about the censorship of InfoWars. Why? Because Tucker Carlson understands it's a slippery slope. That if it's Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer and David Knight today, who will it be tomorrow? Tucker Carlson? Rush Limbaugh? Sean Hannity? Laura Ingraham? Mark Simone? Mike Savage? These are the people that I admire, the people who bring you truth every day. Will the next person censored be Mark Levin, the great one? Believe me, it's a slippery slope. That's why I ask you again, before the end of this broadcast, please go to the InfoWars.com site and look at our terrific line of products. People don't seem to understand that what gives InfoWars and Alex Jones the independence to bring you the stone cold truth, as it were, to tell it to you straight from the shoulder without any varnish, is the fact that we rely only on our own products and their sale to finance what we do at InfoWars. Whether it is the Super Blue oral product line, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle, whether it is Silver Bullet, the single best colloidal silver product that you can get on the market today, in which we use a very special electronic process that provides for smaller molecular absorption, or whether it is the new silver salve ointment. These are the best of their genre. For a good 10 years, Alex Jones has been fusing the very best of ancient herbal Chinese history and medicine with the cutting-edge nutraceuticals to bring you products that are without compare. Sure, you can go to Whole Foods, you can buy products there, it will sound like our products, but you'll get less of them, and the actual ingredients will be substandard compared to what we use here at InfoWars. This is our lifeblood. This is what keeps us moving forward. And if you're not in the market today, find the donate button. Send us $25, $50, $100, $500, $250, anything to help fuel the fight for freedom. We need your help. We appreciate your help. God bless you for joining the Alex Jones Show today. And victory or death.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.